Sergeant Simpson had 6 days left in Nam. Brunner said that Captain Stewart had been on his case to extend for 3 months. The squad said that we would try to watch out for him, but we knew it didn't mean much. I looked around. I couldn't see anything. I listened for Bruce's footsteps. He sounded like a cat moving through the night. I heard the cat. We reached the ambush site. The two ARVN squads formed the short end of the L. The two Alpha Company squads were the long side. Lieutenant Gearhart set out the claymores. He had the detonating wires, too. We waited. I was lying on my stomach. I tried not to think of anything that would get my mind off of what I was doing. I tried to control my imagination, to keep the shadows from becoming things they weren't. Something crawled across my wrist. I jumped and just managed not to cry out. It was too dark to see what it was, but it was still there. I tried to brush it off, but it didn't move. I felt it. I thought it was a finger. For a crazy-ass minute, I thought there was a Kong behind me and he had just dropped a finger on me. I grabbed it and squeezed. It was soft and mushy. My heart was pounding. Every Kong in the world had to hear it. I wanted to turn over and look behind me. I wanted to cry. I remembered something. It was a picture of a guy with his hands on a bicycle. It was the picture that I had seen in the hut. I tried to picture the guy's face that I had shot. Was it the same guy? Could it have been his hut? I wondered what he would have said if he had killed me. Would he have said that he was trying to stop the spread of whatever the hell he thought I stood for? What did he think I stood for? What did the bullets feel like going into his face? Don't think. Stop thinking. Stop. Look ahead of me. Don't think. Don't daydream. Look. Quiet. Suppose everybody had left except me. I didn't hear anybody. Why was I so afraid of being left alone? It was possible. I knew it was possible. Look. I couldn't see anything. Once in a while, the moon would be bright enough to cast a shadow. Somebody had the starlight scope. Probably Sergeant Simpson. In the moonlight, I looked at my wrist. A fucking leech. I got my bayonet out and cut it in half, then scraped it off my wrist. It stung like crazy. Ignore it? Sure. We waited for an hour that seemed like 4 hours. We waited for another hour that seemed like 4 more hours. Voices. Charlie. They were supposed to be so quiet, so cool. I moved my hand up to the trigger. The first Charlies were in the killing zone. I waited. I wanted to pull the trigger. I knew they were passing the claymores. I heard them talking. My hands were sweating. We had the upper hand. We had them in the killing zone. I was waiting for Lieutenant Gearhart to open up with the claymores. The claymores would waste them. They were terrible.